Today from the Ohio Newsroom, embracing African culture through movement. This December, Today from the Ohio Newsroom is going all over Ohio, far and near, to spread some holiday cheer. I'm Kendall Crawford. This festive Friday, we're celebrating Kwanzaa. Yesterday marked the first day of the week-long festival, honoring African-American heritage and culture. In Youngstown, the holiday begins with dance. Kids stomp their feet and sway in brightly colored traditional skirts. They jump and bow their heads to the rhythm set by a troupe of young drummers. They're all a part of the Harambe Youth Organization, a local nonprofit founded by Lynette Kimako Miller. She joins us to discuss their performances and the holiday. Hi, Lynette.
Hi, how are you?
Great. Thank you so much for talking about Kwanzaa with us today. First, could you take us back to when you began the Harambe Youth Organization? What need were you trying to fill in Youngstown?
It was an authentic African singing, dancing, and drumming organization. Most of our dances are from West Africa, but we have some from Kenya, South Africa, etc. And we try to connect Black Americans with the Caribbean and with Africa. We have between 150 and 200 kids, and we've been doing it for a long, long time. And we love it. We love our youth, so it's a good fit.
And why did you choose to focus on the youth in your work?
When I was growing up, the youth had so many things to do. In today's society, they don't have anything to do. They're playing with their phones and computers and losing out on socialization and communication. They also don't have ways to display their talents. And so we felt that African dance would allow youth to do that.
Yeah, so tell me about why you celebrate Kwanzaa through this traditional West African dance.
Kwanzaa is a seven-day celebration, and each day represents a certain value and a certain principle that we should live by. It is called the Black Value System, or the Nguzasaba, and it talks about unity, self-determination, working together collectively. Dancing and music brings people universally together.
And Harambe is not just the name of your youth organization. It's also a part of a Kwanzaa chant. Can you tell us about that tradition?
Yes, Harambe is an African Swahili word, which means let's all put together. So again, we're talking about umoja. We're talking about unity. And at the end of a Kwanzaa celebration, at the end of any of our holy day celebrations, we do a Harambe chant, where we hold our hands up in a clutching motion and pull down seven times saying Harambe and hold it as long as we can. What we're doing is pulling each other together, carrying each other, lifting each other, having each other's back.
How do you feel teaching this form of dance helps you to invest in the youth in your community?
The youth are our future. And we have been doing this for over 50 years. We started in college, and I'm now 73 years old, so we have embraced thousands and thousands and thousands of kids. And the way that we have allowed this organization to continue is by the young people who were in Harambe coming back and working with Harambe. Everyone in the organization, volunteers, and everyone in the organization, all of the instructors are former members of Harambe, and being able to sustain it shows we are supporting our community, and it means something to our community.
That's Lynette Kimako Miller, founder of the Harambe Youth Organization. Thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you. Thank you for considering us.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you on Monday.